Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment, 20 minutes worth to get you through to 6 o'clock. Blur Tailgate, Hilton Omaha. Been quite the day, DP, Austin Orman. The Dirty Tar Heels win the first game of the World Series, College World Series. With a walk-off win against the Hoos. Up next will be number one Tennessee versus number eight Florida State. And it would appear on the basic premise that Tennessee is the number one team in the country. Florida State at eight. Not the eighth best team here, but no, just in the rankings here. Mm-hmm. Is this a baseball blue blood matchup in your mind?
It is.
Like, it's close.
It's blue blood versus new blood, I would say. I have my numbers here. I don't know why I closed out of that spreadsheet. Florida State is a wild program to have made 24 appearances in Omaha. Uh-huh. No rings to show for it. It kind of feels like they're, 1980s Tom Osborne right now. Still blue blood though. I think they're without a doubt there. Tennessee's the interesting one. I think Tennessee doesn't get the same benefit of the doubt for me because they don't have the same number of appearances. This is only their seventh.
Yeah.
They've made it three of the last four, have been really good over the last handful of years, but they don't have the history, the tradition like Florida State. Give them 5-10 years. Sure. Tennessee's there, but I think it's a blue blood versus a new blood.
Yeah, I'm trying to from a Tennessee Vols fan base here in Omaha versus Florida State fan base in Omaha. Maybe it's just me, but it seems like it's more Tennessee than Florida State.
In terms of fans?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen two or three Florida State fans all day. They were here. But not for very long, and they walked away. I've seen plenty of volunteer orange, though.
Is that a Florida State fan base thing?
I don't know. I don't know if there's some leftover acrimony from the 90s or something.
Don't they expect to be here?
You would think they would want to be here. I mean, it feels like a while since Florida State's been here. My question is, which program needs the validation more? Is it Florida State with its 24th appearance and no titles to show? Or is it Tennessee after some spectacular 4th of July level flameouts recently? I don't know. Both programs need to be validated at some point.
This is a World Series of validation.
Pretty much all the way through.
Right? I mean, Kentucky, what are you doing here?
Yep.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Like, they showed their card at the door.
There are only two teams that I think that don't need external validation. It's Virginia, it's Florida.
Well, but Virginia still needs to show its card at the door. It's like, are you sure? Like, we know we let you in once. Like, you got in the VIP room once. It don't mean you get in all the time.
Yeah.
And they kind of worked it that way.
Virginia's been here seven times since 09. I think they're newer on the block than some of these programs, but they're regular enough that with the right bouncer, they don't have to show the card. How about that?
Everybody else, we're not sure. Florida.
This Florida team, needs to show the ID this Florida program does not. If O'Sullivan's the first one off the bus walking in, yeah, you're good. Anyone else, it's whoa, whoa, whoa.
Can get him, but your friends can't.
Right, yeah. We know that you know someone. Yeah, we wouldn't let you in normally. You're lucky you know someone.
Your friend, you can get in, but your friends. Look, man, I'm not sure. I don't trust them dudes like that. Texas A&M, I try to figure it out because I make the mistake of tying Texas A&M baseball with Texas baseball.
Yeah. Texas baseball is a different animal.
Yeah, like I have to stop. But this year's Texas A&M team did a thing that Texas didn't. Mm-hmm. And they're thumbing their nose at Texas the whole time.
Well, it helps that you got them in your regional and you beat them if you're A&M. But we know what Texas has done in its history under Augie Garrido and the runs that they had, how dominant they were at the top of the sport. A&M, though, is very clearly a little brother in the baseball conversation. For as much...
Well, in most conversations.
Well, pretty much all of them. As much as we talk about A&M being a blue blood baseball program, they only have 8 appearances. They've never won a title.
Listen, we can say that about A&M in every sport. Including, except for the band. Like the band's never lost.
Psychotic unhinged chants.
Well, no, the band hasn't lost. It hadn't lost a battle in 180 years, according to the Aggies. And they kind of work their way. And I'm cool with it. But A&M is Creighton to Nebraska. They will.
Yes.
Creighton will jump up and get on your nerves.
Does A&M have more money than Texas?
Depends on who you ask.
Right. And I would say the same about Creighton and Nebraska.
Right.
Because I would say Creighton being.
And what they'll spend it for.
What they're spending for, yeah.
Yeah. <that's...
laughs> But also, let's not forget, Creighton has only made the College World Series once, and it was 1991.
Who's the better school? Like, if you had to choose between Florida State and Florida.
Florida State and Florida? I'm taking Florida.
Would you, like, if you were going to go to a school?
I'll go to Florida.
You would go to Florida.
I'd go to Florida. I think Florida thinks of itself as Michigan Southeast in a lot of ways. I don't know. I like Florida State's colors better. Florida State, I think, maybe seems a little classier from the outside, especially with Bowden in his hat and everything and a gentleman. But I think Florida really is that way behind the scenes. I mean, Florida's in, like, what, I think every county in Florida has a Florida University extension of some sort. It's wide-ranging,
right.
It's the flagship, and it's the land grant.
Right.
How about this? I will go to Florida, then I will go to Miami, then I will go to Florida State.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Like, somebody asked me this outside of the Nebraska bubble. If you could choose all over again, would you choose Omaha over Lincoln? Would you choose Creighton over Nebraska? Because they said that I'm a football independent, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So then it's more important that you do well at basketball and baseball than it is for you to do well at football. But ask the question, I was actually amazed at how quickly and definitively I said Lincoln. I'm still trying to figure out why. So I'll ask you. Why are you Nebraska over Creighton?
Well, number one, my parents raised me, right? So shout out mom and dad on that one. Number two is I wear a lot of blue anyway, so I need something to switch it up. Blood runs red through and through. I'm a Lincoln guy. It's almost unfair to ask me this question because
– Well, but that's Lincoln why I have – because I have to connect with Lincoln people.
So Lincoln is a big college town. Being built around the university, we've talked about the issues, what it needs to do better. But I would hope at the heart and at the core of Lincoln is a desire to see Nebraska succeed. It's the epicenter. I know Omaha is maybe the more worldly city. It's maybe more connected. But Omaha just feels big. Omaha feels disconnected. There's a reason that Creighton's an afterthought in the city. There's a reason that they're little brother, right? Creighton has advantages over Nebraska in terms of geography, in terms of finances, and probably in terms of even, you know...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Easier paths being private, but I think Nebraska is the, you know, ostensibly the blue collar of the two universities, the hard workers, the, you know, the elbow grease, get down and dirty, it's older, been around longer. Lincoln, I think, has more charm to it than Omaha does.
I wouldn't have bet that.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I'm slightly surprised by it, because for me, the ultimate thing that landed was the fan base feels more authentic.
Yeah, Nebraska came first. You add Creighton. You're not really born into Creighton. You add it later when Nebraska's struggling. Then you go to Creighton and you kind of stick in it. But yeah, you're born a Nebraska fan if you're born inside the state borders.
That's what I was trying to figure, that something has to go remarkably wrong.
Yep.
For you not to be like, Virginia is home. I'm not from Virginia Tech. I'm not from
right.
Richmond. I'm not from ODU. I'm not from North. I'm from Virginia, and then I can belong to a gang with, or a family within Virginia, which is where you become interested in something else. You are from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Creighton is just
in Nebraska.
Yeah, it's a part of
Creighton should be in Iowa. I will happily give Creighton to Iowa. I will do it.
That's the greatest shirt. That's the greatest shirt ever. I need that on a shirt. I need that. Somebody do that for me. That Creighton belongs in Iowa. There it
is. Bella, if you're listening, that is the On the Block t-shirt. I will give Creighton to Iowa.
That is so good. That is so good. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I think that's appropriate. I think that's the right way to do it. All right, so tonight, game four in Dallas. Do you care? And how sure are you that it ends tonight?
I really hope it doesn't end tonight, because Strickey's on the hook for a very nice dinner if it's Boston in five. Throwing that out there.
Oh, okay then.
I'm not even going to make the obvious Scott Foster series extender jokes here. He's on the floor tonight. There's a lot working in my favor. The problem is Boston's freaking good.
That is such
like Boston's the, freaking good.
Like the NBA knows what fans think of Scott Foster, right?
Yes, it has to.
Do they care?
Obviously not.
That is such
clearly
a
not.
Huge statement.
Yeah.
That they don't care.
Well, here's the thing. He's a very highly rated official, right? Whereas Angel Hernandez, you can track that his metrics weren't that great the last few years. Scott Foster legitimately grades out very well when the NBA grades its officials, and that's why he's still here.
Well, they control the conversation about what they're grading him about, right?
They do, but they control for the other guys, too. So
Scott Foster is just, oh, God. I would like to remove – I'm glad Angel has removed himself. I would like for Scott to remove himself from the conversation.
Cowboy Joe's gone.
Right.
Billy Crawford – or Joey Crawford.
Joey Crawford. There's so many stories about Joey Crawford that your head starts – is there somebody like that in football?
The one that comes to mind is everyone knows Hockley, the Jack ref.
Yeah.
But I don't think he inserts himself into the game like that. I know there was one guy that Chiefs fans were complaining about last year, but I have my own complaints about Chiefs fans. I don't know how seriously I take their complaining.
What's your beef with the Chiefs fans? Is it as a Colts fan or as a football fan?
It is as a Kansas City fan.
It is as a Kansas City Royals fan.
Yes. I love the city of Kansas City. They showed up to represent the Royals. They also disappeared when they weren't there. And I think there's a lot of that with the Chiefs, too. There's a lot of people who couldn't tell you the second thing about Len Dawson. Didn't know that Joe Montana made a stop in Kansas City. Didn't know that Jamal Charles would be a Hall of Famer. Like, I feel like I know more about the Chiefs than, like, half the Chiefs fans I know. And I don't begrudge them their success. I'm a Chiefs appreciator in the same way that I was a Golden State Warriors appreciator.
Yeah.
But just seeing the bandwagon Royals fans come out of the woodwork in 14 and 15, it feels very similar to what the Chiefs have done the last 6-7 years.
I'm glad you said that because let me tell you, I am an Emmett Thomas, Buck Buchanan, Willie Lanier, Jim Lynch, Mike Adamley, Mike Garrett. I'm an Otis Taylor, Elmo Wright, first guy to really do an end zone dance. I'm a guy that watched Mike Livingston run the Chiefs offense.
Yeah.
Like, to go, okay. And, yeah, I'm glad you said that about Chiefs fans. Some Chiefs fans, before you all light your brooms and come marching. But there is a disconnect between if you're a Chiefs fan and don't talk about Hank Stram, I can't take you seriously as a Chiefs fan.
No, and here's the thing. I get it. Sometimes you need that flash in the pan to catch people's attention. And I get it. Sports aren't everything. So I get it. It's not on the forefront of everyone's mind like it is ours. But if you're going to dive in, dive in. If you're just going to be a casual fan, just say you're a casual fan and don't pretend to be a hardcore series fan. Take yourself seriously, know who you are, and then I'm okay with it.
And then especially here in Nebraska where there's so many Huskers who have made the jump from the Huskers to Chiefs and get no conversation. Zero conversation. So I became, from the ACC, AFC, I watched the Chiefs and I liked the Chiefs. Because, again, some of the best brawls that ever existed were the Chiefs Raiders.
Yep.
Where they actually fought.
Yes. Fought. Squared up swung.
And I need for somebody to go back and make a series about the Chiefs Raiders and go back to those weird Thanksgiving Day games, those weird Christmas games where I just remember Otis Taylor standing under the goalpost at the goal line to try to catch or block a field goal to win the game in overtime. And I thought, I love that. I don't know why. I just do. I can't say probate because, like, I can't say Chiefs fans. Look, I'm not mad at all Chiefs fans.
No.
But there are those, especially, again, there was a direct line of Huskers to Chiefs. And I didn't understand. And I don't understand how you are a Husker. You're born here and you're a Husker fan. And you have somehow migrated to Creighton.
Yeah, we'll never get it.
I, you know, y'all can explain it at some point, but this ain't it. This is not it. Okay, that'll do it for me and Austin here from the Blur tailgate at the Hilton Omaha. We will be back here Monday at 10 a.m. We'll be here all day Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday. It is an exceptional looking group here in the room. If you're looking for plans for tonight, if you're looking for plans for tomorrow, plans for Sunday and Father's Day, go to Blur Events. Book your tickets. Bring the dads of Nebraska. Come watch some high quality College World Series baseball and enjoy yourselves in this great room built for that. Austin Orman, thank you for this entire day of folks. From the folks who started back in the studio to everybody that was here today. And again, the fine folks from Blur. Thank you. Job well done. Congratulations. Have a great weekend. If we don't talk to you and if we see you, fist bump.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.